turning geek speak to street speak. This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 56th episode of Tech Talk. If this is the first time you've tuned in, we're happy to have you. Tech Talk is a fun but accessible technology show. That is, Tech Talk is your personal guide to the latest and greatest in technology, but it's all in a language you'll understand. We have another guest. We're going to talk about a Montreal-based website called beststory.ca, which just celebrated its first anniversary last week as Canada's only ad-free long-form journalism site. It's ad-free, as I mentioned, but users do pay a very modest price to read content, about 40 cents per story. We're going to hear more about that in a few minutes. So whether you love unique articles, or maybe you're not a fan of seeing ads, or perhaps you're a freelance journalist and would like a new outlet to consider, in a few minutes we'll be chatting with Warren Perley from beststory.ca based in Montreal.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, folks. Hope you're having a great Sunday so far. The mission statement to beststory.ca, a Montreal-based website, says it's dedicated to promoting independent long-form journalism with no affiliations to government, political parties, big business, unions, or religious organizations. Joining us on the line to give us more insight into this online publication is beststory.ca's editor, Warren Perley. Welcome to Tech Talk on Montreal's finest, CJAD 800.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great, Warren. And yourself?
Very well.
Well, thanks for your time. I know you are the editor for beststory.ca. It sounds with that mission statement that you're, you know, you're driving the stake in the ground and saying, look, you're going to get some unbiased information here, which is not necessarily true with other websites. There's sometimes things going on in the background. So tell us a bit more about beststory.ca.
Best Story is the only ad-free journalism site in Canada. And we offer readers original feature stories ranging from 1,500 words to 17,000 plus words.
Wow.
Which is the equivalent of a short story. And by original, I mean you won't find any of our stories elsewhere on any other website or in print. All our online articles feature multiple photos or illustrations, much like a high-end full-color glossy magazine, but without any ads to clutter the layout or interfere with the reading experience.
So, are you suggesting with your mission statement that you have no affiliations with any businesses or religious institutions, are you suggesting that some websites that do take advertising, that their editorial is skewed one way or the other?
Absolutely.
Okay, so not only is ad-free better for the reader because it's also less clutter, they can get right to the content without any distracting material around the sides or even during in some cases of the article, but you're saying, hey, this is, you know, the straight goods. We're not influenced by anybody here.
Well, I think advertising has always distorted the value of editorial. It goes back to the mid-19th century when the whole cylinder press was invented in New York and the linotype machine, and that brought on the advent of the penny press, and publishers realized that their bread and butter was advertising, and they could pretty well give away editorial content because all they wanted were eyeballs, and the advertisers paid the freight. So you can imagine the influence that advertisers had then and throughout the subsequent 150 years, and more so now because the traditional media are hurting so badly for ad dollars that they'll bend to accommodate advertisers, and sometimes you have a hard time distinguishing what is a legitimate news story and what is paid content by an advertiser. Very, very unfortunate for most journalists who are very reputable people.
So you bring up a good point. Our guest is Warren Perley, editor of Best Story, or beststory.ca, if you want to visit it on your favorite web browser, is that a lot of people think that when you buy a magazine, that that cover price or the subscription price is the bulk of the revenue that the publisher collects, but it's actually through advertising in the magazine. And then now we've got this whole online revolution where the majority of content is free to the reader. But as a result, there's ads, there's sponsorships, they reskin the website to promote something. There's paid, there's less than transparent paid editorial. There's this whole mommy blogger, movement where a lot of the mom bloggers are getting free content, they get to keep the products, so they don't want to say anything negative to the companies as they write their copy. So you're saying with Best Story, there's no ads, but the catch, if you will, is that you do charge a very nominal fee to the reader to access your content.
It's not really a catch. It's really a business model, because really what we're trying to do is give maximum freedom to both writers and readers in terms of what is written and what is read. So the journalists decide what subject they wish to write about and then send a brief email to me letting me know. There are no deadlines. Whenever the story is completed, I edit it, and then it's laid out by a professional graphic designer. We then write a story teaser of about 60 words accompanied by a photo for the home page, so a potential reader can decide whether he or she wishes to buy it for 40 cents using a credit card and PayPal based on the teaser. And each teaser lists the word count and the number of photos. And once the reader buys the story, it's always available to be read or reread on any web-enabled device, and journalists receive 25% of the gross story sales as royalties.
I do want to talk to you when we return about the, for those who are listening who might be freelance journalists and some of the opportunities presented to them through Best Story. When we return, more with Warren Perley, editor of Montreal's own BestStory.ca. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
If you want to learn more about BestStory.ca, there's an article about the genesis and business model of the website posted on j-source.ca. It was written back in August of 2011. JSource.ca is owned by the Canadian Journalism Foundation in collaboration with leading journalism schools and organizations across Canada. But for the quick and dirty of what BestStory.ca is, for a clear and concise description, we've been chatting with editor Warren Perley, based in Montreal. Welcome back to the show, Warren.
Thank you.
We've got another minute and a half or so with you. I did want to ask you a little bit more about the appeal to journalists. So I'm a freelance writer. I specialize in technology. So is there a particular theme that you're looking for writers, or is it sort of a free-for-all?
It's a free-for-all. Whatever the writers want, we'll post. It's all edited. The writers maintain copyright and moral rights over all their original material. There are no deadlines, which removes a stressor. The freelancers contract their story sales 24/7 based on geography and chronology, with all royalties paid monthly via PayPal. Contributors have a 400-word profile, which can link back to their website or blog, and they can update their stories at any time to keep it fresh for the readers. And the readers themselves, once they buy a story, all updates are free, so they never have to buy that story again for any updates to the story.
How often do you refresh content on Best Story?
It depends on the journalists, on the freelancers entirely. As it comes in, I edit it, and we lay it out, and we put it up. So it's all in the hands of the journalist. There is no publishing schedule.
Finally, what's your favorite story, if I had to pressure you to pick just one?
My favorite story is Best Story, and the fact that it's now opening up the choice of what stories can be written by any journalist in the world at any time. That's my best story and my favorite story.
You're not going to give me one, are you?
Well, it wouldn't be fair to pick one. I think they all have their unique attractions.
I hear you. I know. It was a good diplomatic answer. Well, I want to thank you for your time, Warren. Warren Perley is the editor for BestStory.ca, a website that's ad-free and with no biases, claims the editor. So thank you again, Warren.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
It's also great to hear about Montreal businesses approaching this space a little bit differently. Very cool stuff.